Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
So let me tell you how it all began. Pranking here on 947 for me. In 2003, I was dismissed from East Coast Radio.
Why?
Because I was too edgy.
Okay.
And I was offered the job here at 947 to join the Rude Awakening with the then Jeremy Mansfield, Samantha Cowan, and Harry Sideropoulos. And I came into this team and very intimidated. I'd never been part of an ensemble cast before, and it was new and exciting, and it was the biggest show in the whole country. And I was like, sure, this is going to be something massive. Jeremy Mansfield was just an absolute icon and institution of South African radio. And I walked in, and I just had to fit in and tuck and roll and do things and make creative bits and funny pieces and come up with show ideas. That was kind of my job. And I was here for about 3 months, and Jeremy and I were on the balcony having a twack. And I said, by the way, yesterday I did a prank call. I don't know if you'd like to play it. He said, you did a prank? So I'm like, yeah, it's actually quite cool. It was a good one. So he said, oh, I didn't know you did pranks. So I said, yeah. He says, well, that's awesome. Let's play it. We're going to play it now. Come, let's go. Let's play it. So that was this prank that I'm going to play for you.
That was the beginning.
The very, very beginning. Prank number one.
Sure.
And I dare say it was a very, very good one. And the thing is that the response after this was so huge. I'm talking 2003. The response was so huge that people were just, who is this guy that's just joined your team? We want to hear a lot more from him. And we want to prank every single day.
Sure.
And that's how Wackhead's window on the world was born.
Were you doing one a day?
One every single day, yes.
Oh.
For 15 years.
Wow.
So here it is. I called Pick and Pay, and I had an issue with my Huggies nappies.
Pick and Pay, good day.
Hello, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have a problem.
Yeah.
I bought a Huggies.
Yeah.
A Huggies for my baby, and the packaging, ma'am, she's lying to me.
So how can the packet lie to you?
No, ma'am. It says it can hold 2 to 5 kgs, ma'am. And after maybe sometime 3 poops, it's it's coming out the sides, ma'am, and down the baby's leg.
No, but you're talking nonsense now.
No, what?
Because one nappy, it is the size of the baby is 2 to 2.5.
No, ma'am. The packet, she's telling me.
The packet tells you the baby must weigh 2 to 2.5 kg to wear that nappy. Not 2 to 2.5 kg of wee of poo.
No, ma'am. It's not holding the poo, ma'am. It's coming out the legs. The baby, she's walking, and it's dropping on my carpet, ma'am. The poo-poo.
Just hold on.
Hello, ma'am. Who am I talking to now, ma'am?
You're speaking to Irene. How can we help you?
Hello, ma'am. Yes, please. I bought the Huggies, ma'am.
Yes.
And the packet, she's lying to me, ma'am.
The packet is lying to you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How can the packet lie to you? What does it say, the Huggies say?
Ma'am, it say 2 to 5 kg. But ma'am, after the baby, sometimes 3 poos, it's coming out. He's not holding the 5 kg of poo, ma'am.
I see. He's not holding the poo of the 5 kg.
No, ma'am. She's lying to me.
Oh, so the baby made the poo and the...
No, ma'am. I put it on, ma'am.
Yes.
And I leave it on the baby because sometime one nappy can last me 3 weeks, ma'am.
One nappy lasts you 3 weeks with the poo inside?
Yes, the baby poo's small, ma'am, and I hold 5 kg, ma'am. And now, but the Huggies, she's lying to me, ma'am, because sometime after maybe 2 poo is coming out the sides, down the leg.
Okay, I'll tell you what you do. Bring it to me.
The Hello? Poo, ma'am.
Sorry?
I bring
no,
the poo.
No, I don't want the poo inside. Okay, bring me the packet. Okay. Whatever you got left,
Let's
the
hear.
Poo, ma'am. You want the poo?
No, I don't want the poo. You keep the poo.
I bring the poo. I show you the poo, ma'am. The poo, the baby, she's walking. She's walking. It's coming out. It's on the carpet, leaving a trail, ma'am. It's disgusting.
All right. Do me a favor.
Hello, ma'am.
Listen to me. Okay.
Ma'am, what's going back there?
Okay, no, nothing. Okay, but now, all right, when you go home, right tonight, is it the Huggies?
The Huggies, ma'am, 2 to 5 kg sucker poo.
Okay. Do me a favor. When you go home tonight, okay, take the toll-free number, okay? And tomorrow morning, when you come to work, phone the toll-free number, tell them the story about the poo, and then...
Ma'am, you're laughing some time for me.
And they will send you, okay, a whole packet for free.
A whole packet?
A whole packet.
And will that hold a 5 kg poo?
I don't know if it's going to hold a 5 kg poo. I suggest you ask them that and maybe, you know, take it now.
Hello, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're laughing for me, ma'am.
No, I'm not laughing. It's just that somebody is inside the office and he's doing something funny that I just had a smile on my face.
Oh. Okay, ma'am, but now yeah, my baby, she's sometime 8 years.
Huh? Sorry, how much is your baby?
8 years, ma'am.
It's 8 years old?
8 years, ma'am, yes. You see...
Okay, just ask them, please. Okay, and they will be able to advise you more because they are advisors, you see.
You see, ma'am, because I live in Soweto. We not got the toilets. Yeah, don't got the toilets. Yeah. So okay. we wear the nappies.
Okay, so do me a favor. Ask them, please, and they should be able to advise you better, okay? All right, love.
Is that guy making jokes again, ma'am?
Yes, he is.
What's the joke is so funny? What? Tell me, ma'am.
I don't know what the joke is.
But you're laughing, ma'am.
I can see the face. His face is going funny. You see, that's why I'm smiling with him.
Is he making poo?
No, I don't think he's making poo. Okay. Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry, ma'am.
I have to go now. See, somebody's calling me on the shop floor.
Okay. Ma'am? You're going to be live on The Rude Awakening.
Oh, no, please don't tell me that. I'm sorry. Are you horrible people?
she can't speak to you. She's still laughing so much. Look, we've had some real crazy ones, but that one has to top the list.
There we go. Ground zero.
Yeah, your accents got better with time.
Yeah.
Because I think you were Asian in there. There was like three or four.
You know me, when I do an accent, I kind of go right across the world and back again in one prank. But there you go. That was the very, very first prank of mine here on 947. Back then, it was 94.7 Heartfelt Stereo.
That was Darren's world-famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without assurance, you always get something out.